Hi guys, well, it's time for the smoke test. We've got it installed. My dad came and gave me a hand to get it. It's kind of heavy, so I got a bit of a hand getting it installed, but it's in. So let's see what happens when we do this. Right, the machine is very similar to my tumble dryer informant function. And basically you turn it on by pressing the centre button. It goes click, which is nice because it doesn't sort of make a noise when it powers up, so you can't really tell. Going to do a 90 degree wash with this thing. So I hit that. There we are, 90 degrees. Nice. I don't know how to get that way though. Do you go? No, you don't go, kind of. Ah, you have to go that way. Okay. There is two ways to get round it, but the spin speed's been altered. That's done. That's on the full wash. Let's open her up and see what she's got. Now, as I say, this unit does have... she does have a nice pull door. You don't open the door on this like you do on conventional washing machines. The way that works is really cool, actually. Oh, and it jams that up. That's very cool. You just push the door. It's a very nice sort of slot. You don't have to slam it. You can just push it. Very nice, high quality. It's kind of the same as that one. That one makes more noise, but yeah, grab it by the handle grip, pull it, push it. The water pressure isn't very high yet because, well, we've got a major problem with that. My dad's going to have to take something. We can use it for the day. But let's give it a start and see what she do. Up goes the lock. It did a weird thing there. I think it was testing the power to the motor. Not sure what that was about. It's very strange, I know that. But the water's going in. But not making a huge amount of noise. As I say. It takes its time. But there it is. That's... it's kind of filling up very slowly, but it will do for now. I'm getting water into it. Makes the wash take longer, but that's fine. We don't really care about that. As long as it does it, I'm not really fussed, you know. Part of the course, really. But yeah, I know it's gonna... I mean, it might... The pressure might not be enough to... get a perfect result with this machine, but the Eco Silent is doing its thing. Very, very, very quiet. Unbelievable. About the same as the old So here we are, we're just letting it do its thing. This is probably even quieter than my hot point, and that was fairly quiet. But there you are. Bosch Ecologix silent drive. Yeah. Nice. That's how that works. Aha. Okay, I've worked out how that works too. Okay, a couple of things I needed to work out there, but I've worked out how to do it. When it comes to draining the
the pump thing. Every now and again, you have to maintain the pump on these, so there's a way you can actually pull the pump apart and clean it and put it back together again. So that's cool. Very bright display, can't miss it. But yeah, Bosch Ecologics. Obviously, I've got vital stats. Tells me account that's locked, so kids can't pull that. That's really cool. Because I looked at it, I thought, hang on a minute, kids are going to be able to pull that door handle and open that. But you actually can't. When it's locked, it is actually locked. There's a mechanism that comes in behind the handle to hold it like that. So, although it's just a pull handle, you can't, you know, you can't get it wrong. I think these are meant for, I think they're what they call a professional range, these machines. But they look very industrial. I mean, the dryer looks extremely industrial. Metal, silvery coloured thing around the door. Very similar design across the two machines, slight differences. But they match enough that I like it. Yeah, that works well. So, there we have it. The new machine is just unbelievable. A++ efficiency, all that, you know, and a hell of a lot more. It gives you everything you want and tons more, and it's pretty impressive. But there you are. But yeah, the water pressure is not great, but it'll do for what I want for now. I can do a load at least. I'm just running a test on it now just to clean it. That's what we're basically running now, is just in test mode, just to make sure everything works and all that. So I'm going to do a... And I'm going to do a better thing about this later. So, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, this is it. She's running. All good. I must admit, I pressed a button it didn't like there and it beeped at me. There is a child lock on it for stopping you doing that, but yeah, not a bad setup at all. Obviously, when it's running, you can't adjust anything. That's quite loud, that, actually, the beep beep. Quite impressive. It's going to take 2 hours 29 minutes, according to that. I don't know why that said that. I don't know what some of this means, but I've got the hang of most of it. Oh, I don't know what that did either. Apparently that did nothing. Why has it changed the mode? It's gone into a weird mode now. That's very strange. Well, there it is, it's running. So, yeah. Impressive. 38 seconds. I'm trying to just stop this recording here because we don't need this. So, that's it, guys. New machine is up and running. I'll give you a result later when we've given a proper workout. He's doing a test at the minute, so we'll see what happens.